try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Well. Yeah. Episode 95. We in the building. You already know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazone.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Slick Grayson. Whatever.
Yeah, you already know how this goes. Please follow us on all social media. This might not go well. If you have any branded deals, business opportunities, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. Episode 95. I'm scared to even do the check-ins. How you feeling this week, brother?
I'm sick, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't feel good. I don't know if it's a sinus infection or what. I'm going through it, so I'm just here to press buttons. What about you?
But we call in a special assistant for this episode over here. I had to bring. She's family to the podcast, right? She's been on multiple episodes, and thank for her coming the last minute to help me out. Shout out to Big Money V in the building.
Your intro got gunshots, and you know you're not even like that.
Wow.
Not even like
we start an episode like this already. That's how you feel, beloved.
I like that energy. Make sure you shit on him this whole episode. Do what I would do if I was here.
Wow. Hey. Big Money V already with the gunshots already. I don't want to ask you for your check-ins.
But you know why I'm here. You know why I'm here.
All right. How you feeling this week? We do our weekly check-ins at the beginning of the episode. Just let people know how you feeling this week, you know, overall.
I'm doing good, you know, get money, pimp these niggas. Light stuff, you know?
All right, Big Money, I heard you, you know. It's the special Thanksgiving episode, so, you know, shout out to everyone celebrating Thanksgiving out there, you feel me? Fuck Christopher Columbus, you feel me? Fuck all that other shit. But, you know, shout out to, you know, being grateful. We could go around real quick. Give, like, one thing or two that you're grateful for, V.
I'm grateful for my life. Grateful to still be able to breathe oxygen. Because, you know, everybody ain't able to do that.
That's a fact. I'm definitely grateful for that. Grateful for my family. Grateful for people that I have in my life. You know. Grateful that I'm him. You feel me? Fuck out of it. You thought I forgot? Yeah, nigga. It's him. Hemi Hoffa. Hemi Moskoff. Hemi Butler. Hemi Carter. Mr. Hemi like Beanie Man. You heard? You know the vibes. Thought I forgot about my intro. Hold on. Let me get my pod bad. You feel me? Let me get my pod bad. I got to turn up. I got Big Money V in the building. You hear me? Slick, you want to say anything that you're grateful for before we continue?
Cough drops and Vicks.
Okay. We just go, you know what? This episode, we just gonna get some one-liners. Slick. But let's get the bad news out the way. We want to spend special condolences to the people who got into the mass shooting in Colorado. Also, I want to send condolences to the family of R&B singer B. Smith. He recently passed at age 28. And sadly, this I definitely want to send condolences because this guy was part of my childhood. RIP to the Green Ranger. RIP to Jason David Frank. That hurt my heart right there because, you know, I watched that nigga as a youngin, and for him to pass away the way he did, that fucked me up. You watch Power Rangers, Lee, growing up?
Nah, it wasn't even my style.
What the hell was you watching?
Bratz. Barbie, SpongeBob.
You never wanted to be the. you never wanted to be the pink or yellow.
Nah, I was Disney princesses all the time.
Oh damn! So you didn't. You know what? At least you keep it real. All right. So this was a topic I really wanted to talk with you. All right. If you didn't know, Erica Mena and Safari, they love a hip hop reunion, and she talked about going through it with the pregnancy and how, you know, the issues with Safari, and then she really got into an emotional monologue. What was your thoughts on that whole situation between her and Safari, V?
The monologue was very wow, because like you hear a lot of pain, hurt in her voice. But obviously it was like a waste of breath, because at this point you're just asking for like a narcissist to care about you. My dude was stone faced. He looking like, what do you want me to say? And she knows that's the type of person that he is. So to come out with the little story to like have everybody be like, oh my God, oh no, listen. I'm like, you know the man that you married. Every single season that man was like very dismissive. Did not care. He'd be like, oh, I don't want to say nothing because I'm going to be attacked. That's exactly what he said. But that man was never going to give her the peace that she needs.
Nah, I do agree with you, but you don't see he has a point for being silent?
No, he does. I definitely do see it, because you have like all other cast members like, go ahead, like speak your piece. Say what you got.
Shout out to Scrappy, because Scrappy was trying to get him to do that and everything. No. Scrappy matured over the years. Don't do that. Scrappy matured over the years. Especially like, when he gave Mama D that whole...
like, yeah, it's niggas like him out here. But they don't care. Like, they sit just like that and be like, yo, I ain't got nothing to say either, because there's nothing to say.
I feel like, okay. I think, because, you know, last week, I don't think you listened to the episode last week, V, but they said I got soft on here, that I'm not attacking women like I used to. Oh, I don't know where they get that idea from, because I'm a nice person, right, V?
You all right.
You know what?
I might
gotta get in my old bag real quick. I might get it in my old bag, because I'm hearing this narrative that women are saying online, oh, he been chasing her for years, he literally sucked the life out of her, bro.
That was because that man literally chased her and wanted to suck the fart out of her ass. But now you got two kids, married her, and I'm like, yo, I don't even want this bitch no more. Where did you lose that? Like, where did you lose that drive to want her like that anymore?
It's because he realized the woman that he'd been chasing was a fantasy, and the actual woman he got was complete opposite.
That woman has been the same since she was introduced to the Love & Hip Hop franchise. You are
but you can always play side. He.
Like, nah, everybody knew who everybody was. And now y'all surprised? You're shocked? You're shocked?
I mean, I feel like that's the case for the most part. Like, I, as a guy speaking who has, you know, dabbled in chasing after someone, thinking like, yeah, they this dope person. And then when you finally, acquire sounds crazy, but when you finally get with them, you realize like, oh shit, she is not. She is not that lit that I thought she was, and it's kind of like, damn, I had this fantasy of you in my head, and then when I finally get you, the real person does not meet that expectation. Yes, it sounds crazy. Please don't, you know, I can't even say that because they said I'm getting too soft over here, but that's the truth.
It sounds crazy in his situation, because before kid number one, you did not see that this is probably not it. You just thought, oh, I'm going to marry him, fuck a role, and nothing's going to happen. There's nothing coming out of this, right?
But you have to understand where they're coming from. Like, you have to understand where he's coming from. He's with her. They're in love and hip-hop. You know, everybody's in a relationship. When he got back, the limelight was back on him when he started fucking with her again. You know, they both was getting lit. So it's kind of like, you know, they kind of kind of go through the motions in a relationship. You feel me? Of course, he's not going to say no to some raw pussy from Erica Mandel. He's definitely not going to say no to that.
Did you not see what happened to her first baby father? I would definitely say no.
Ooh, what happened? Put me on.
So whoever her first baby father is, I don't know that man by name, but I do remember this world star video of her kicking him in the neck, straight up kicking him in the neck. I would not, if I was a man, if I seen the shorty do that to her baby father, yo, what are you going to do to me? Like, no, I don't want no part.
But I can assume, but that's the thing about it too, is like, we can say the same thing about Erica Mener too, is like, yo, you saw what the hell happened between him and Nikki, and then he was actually with the other Nikki after that, and I didn't go through, and then also the love of hip-hop stuff, like, baby girl, you gotta take some accountability. But then again, I don't want to be too mean, because it's kind of like she's dealing with postpartum depression. So I'm like, yo, when you have kids, that shit fucks up your emotional balance. And that can make you act in a way that you probably typically wouldn't act. So maybe that could have separated him. But he had, like, as a man, in that regard, you have to just be able to take it in that sense. And usually I don't even tell niggas to do that. But when it comes to having kids and dealing with the after effect, you got to give women that space to regain their sense of self.
I don't know. I was confused on everything that she really wanted, to be honest. It was more of a, like, I want you to hear me. Then it turned into, like, I'm going to constantly throw this at you to get some type of reaction out of you because you're not responding the way that I'm just like, okay, this is not working. And if you see that's not working, and then you put everybody else in the mix of your marriage, is why it's all messy.
And you publicly shame my, and I've been saying that regardless of the gender, stop publicly shaming your partner, because you close them off from ever, you turn a small situation to an even a bigger situation once you do that. Because if you public shame me, how am I going to listen to you now? I'm not going to be vulnerable with you. I'm not going to want to try to fix things, because now, like they said, anything that's done in the light, you got to apologize in the light. You feel me?
This is still a sticky situation, even with the whole entire child support thing.
Oh yeah, what's your thoughts about that? Because we did talk about that a couple episodes ago. What you thought about her getting 4,000?
That for normal people, like it's not enough, really, for normal people, because. Well, shit, normal people don't even get that much in child support. Some people get $95 and that's it.
Come on now. Niggas probably get $300 for two kids.
I'm going to put this out there in the world for the regular men who listening, who always be like, yo, son, this bitch be taking all my money in child support. What money, sir? What money? Some people walk out of here and see that check of $35 every single month. Are you dumb? Some people would be grateful for that $4,000. Her, on the other hand, she's a different type of person. Like, she's not dropping the baby off at regular daycare. She's not dropping her kids off with random strangers to look after them. They don't live regular. Like, they live in, like, mansions that are probably rented. We won't put that out there, too.
But my thing about it is, she's working. She's not no stay-at-home wife. She's still working today. She's still part of the season of Love and Hip Hop. Where all your money of Love and Hip Hop is going to?
That Love and Hip Hop checks do not bust like that. Depending on your storyline and how good it is. So the ranges are between $15,000 an episode, and I think the highest is $500,000. Yo, your storyline really got to be that great. Like on some Stevie and Jocelyn, because they was getting paid.
Wait, so Erica Mann have been with Love and Hip Hop for a minute, though. You telling me she not getting no type of bank with that? She probably was in there in the beginning, to be honest with you.
She was in New York at first. New York, yeah. Then I want to say season 3 or 2 she appeared. But sometimes them checks don't be hitting like that.
About club appearances? I know she do a little Fashion Nova. She getting bread from somewhere. My whole thing about the whole child support thing is like, yo,
he's not supposed to take care of the children fully.
What do you mean by, like, not supposed to take care of them fully? Like,
the child support, the child support is not for him to take care of it fully. Like, he's not fully financially responsible for everything. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be half and half. That's how technically child support should be checked out. But it's like in social media, like, oh no, Safari needs to take care of it all. And it's like, yo, shorty making bread. She ain't one of them slouch ass shorties out here. Like, shorty out here, she get into some type of bag, probably not the biggest bag, but it's not like she out here going to be homeless with the $4,000. You feel me?
Like, sis was crying. I was like, you I said, shit. Thank anybody that I know who only get $35. Like, yo, your baby father giving you that much? Even though it's still not enough. But, shit, that's a big difference.
Yeah. Now, are you a big fan of Lotto?
Oh, big Lotto? I like her.
Well, now, in the beef between her and Nikki, who you riding with? Come on now, spit it out.
Are we gonna be realistic? I don't know how that thing started, but what I did see that, like, I think she was calling her out, talking about, like, she's not really black. Mm-hmm. Girl is a black woman. She just looked like her mom.
And also, she tried to say she looked 30-something years old and Lotto was only 24.
Don't do that. That's disrespectful. People age differently.
Yeah, you know, she aged from her mama's side, like spoiled milk. You feel me? Come on now, don't do that.
No.
Hey, you ready to pod? You my co-host today, V. I need you to get in your bag. Stop being all shy and shit.
So, we gonna keep it a stack. Nikki is very delusional. This is an old lady who is very much intimidated. Like, how are you going to sit there and be like, oh, you was begging to do a feature with me? Everybody begs for a feature from you.
And also, Lotto always gave her flowers, too.
Exactly. Lotto gave her flowers. Ain't no denying that. And now it comes back to the situation of, like, oh, these girls don't know how to write their raps, don't want to give flowers. But, ma'am, and not if I'm correct, when I, my Pink Friday days, didn't you really call Lil' Kim an old washed up bitch? Can we because I ain't forget that, because I
okay.
I was definitely bumping Black Friday on the low.
I mean, you from Brooklyn, so it's all, of course you had to do that.
I was definitely bumping that on the low. But no, she's really delusional. Cause, like, it's no way that you want people to bow down to you in a way, and you want to claim people as your sons, but you don't treat them with the respect that they deserve. And you only see because, like, now you're about to be almost 50 and you're about to head up out of here.
And also it's not like you know how Drake get the younger boys and make them lit. It's like she tries to make the young girls lit so they could be like pawns to her, like she, like, raise like little armies, like, yeah, these are my sons, and
she looks like, and that's not how the world or the industry is going to work. Not everybody's a yes man.
And also, they coming for that number one spot too, Ma. They trying to be that number one joint. But the reason why I brought up Lotto is because 130 songs has been leaked. And within those 130 songs, there are references for some of the biggest tracks that came out, such as Bia, Carly Rae. And they started a whole debate online of female writing their raps. Do female write their bars? What's your thoughts on all of that?
The only one I know that write their own stuff is Megan.
And that's the only one you vouching for?
That's the hill I'm gonna die on and stand on. Cardi B, it sounds like she write her own raps.
No, she admitted she got Party Fontaine writing her shit and Kodak Black.
Oops. I need to go back to the drawing board sometime.
But it comes into this, does it matter that female rappers do not write their own bars?
At this point, no. It really don't matter, honestly.
Why not?
Okay, so the reason why I think it doesn't matter, because you got, now in the era of music of which we are in, you got girls like Ice Spice who do like rap table lunches, and everybody eat it up regardless. Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Uh-huh.
That nigga a munch. And like, that's only something I would hear at when I'm eating lunch at middle
school. You hear that in the Bronx for real.
Like, that's things like I would listen to. I'm like, yo, I'm feeling it. And it would be stuck in my head and I would never forget it. But like, I think what matters really is substance. So it don't really matter who wrote what. As long as I feel like, as long as the song has substance, there's no issue.
But okay, now this is controversial. Do you think female rappers today, the popular ones, have substance in their rap?
Keep it a stunt? Uh-uh.
This is what the fuck with you, V. This is why you're one of the few shorties I can sit here and pod with, because you gonna keep it real.
Except for Megan Thee Stallion. I'm
okay, so 99% of these Jones are not writing it except for 1%. And that's the only thing that matters. Because girls, y'all be talking about popping coochie all the goddamn song. Where the damn song? Matter of fact, Rhapsody, shout out to Rhapsody. Rhapsody's a dope ass lyricist, dope ass MP, and she makes dope ass albums. So I want to give a special shout out to her. But my whole thoughts about female rapping their own bars is, to be honest with you, it's a double standard. It's a privilege for women. Women do not necessarily have to write their bars, and niggas are not going to care that they write their bars. Because first of all,
the girls, and some of us like fun music, like Shabuya. Like, come on.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, the Memphis girl, yo, everybody know I'm a big to the G, to the L, to the O, big glow. You know I'm fucking with Gorilla.
Those are the songs that you sit in the mirror, you like be twerking at the headlight with your friend in the next hour. Like really, like be outside while in New York traffic on the next cabbie, talk about at the red light twerking on them head. It's something to make you feel good. Versus to like, cause like who, if I wanna have something of substance or feel something, I'm gonna try on some Summer Walker and just cry my feelings out.
So it comes into this when we hear these debates about female rappers. Oh, we're not getting the credit to deserve. Oh, the male rappers is not trying to fuck with us like that. Or we not getting the recognition. Like, but then when, with your thought, because you pop, you know, a lot of women share the same feelings that you have. It's like when y'all do complain about y'all not getting love or whatnot, mm-hmm. a lot of niggas could be like, yo, y'all don't write y'all bars. Y'all don't really have substance in y'all raps like that. Why the hell do y'all want to get praise the same way fellas do?
But I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is how songs of today does not emphasize women on depending on niggas, and that we can ball out and be just as better. But that's a different convo for a different day, though.
No, we can have it, because we barely have anything to talk this week. This is Thanksgiving week. That ain't really popping went on this week. Let's get into it, because y'all talking about dependent, because even though I fuck with Gorilla, but she recently had this tweet that kind of like, damn, Glo, I gotta get off the stand. But when, don't be afraid to ask niggas for money, because he gonna ask you for some booty. That shit don't correlate, mama.
So like,
wait, what happened?
I said Erykah Badu said the same thing, and everybody ate it up. Y'all mamas was out here singing, "Call on Tyrone," and so. You
nah, that shit sound real prostitutionist over here.
Cash.
If you correlating asking for money for asking for booty, is that where we at right now? Is that how transactional love is now?
Nah, first of all, don't be mad because people like y'all mamas, y'all grandmamas have all taught us this. If he is not afraid to ask you for the mask, you should not be afraid to ask for the cash. Period.
That sounds like prostitution.
It is not prostitution. Sir, if you want something if you really like me,
I'm purchasing it.
No. If you really like me, you want to upkeep me and do whatever. You want to play man? So, okay, I'm going to need you to...
I play man?
Be, like, step in.
We don't want to play man, y'all call us sassy niggas.
A little, y'all, something different. I don't... Good enough. I sense the things, and,
This is where we divert, because there's no way you telling me don't be afraid to ask for some money and then don't he gonna ask you some booty. So how much is pussy going for then? How much booty going for in these streets? Let me know so I can make my proper pussy payments out here. How much is pussy going out? What's the word? Tell me the price. That's the price out here.
Some people don't got a price on it. Listen, if you got it and you trying to spend it, I ain't gonna stop you. Why spend mine when I can have yours?
Yo, I'm telling you right now, world, women are finesses and they are finessing us by the very eyes of us.
People do that because men definitely finesse other women. There's instances of where you can leave your crib right now, ladies, and the man you brought home is not leaving. He ain't leave your spot at all.
So, shit comfy. You feel me? You got nice pillows.
Get out. This is not a homeless. Get out. This is not your local.
Nah, you sink good. You got you know.
Homosexuals is not cute. Like, why would you want to sit there and depend
your
on
your fridge is full. you got the good salsa water. You feel me? Like the pillow, what Boosie said? The pillow, the Wi-Fi jumping in this motherfucker too. What? Niggas never leave me. You hear me? I'm here to stay.
But see, when a woman does that, oh, it's a price tag on the puss. So like,
ain't no price tag.
So a girl come to your crib and she stay in it, like you left for work, but she still there when you get there. And say, like, I ain't never leaving.
Do I have a problem with that? No. depending on if I'm feeling shorty, that's what usually happens. We really know y'all not paying for shit, so.
Oh, wrong.
We already know y'all not paying for shit. So it makes no difference if you live there or not, because if you do live there, you're going to tell me I have to pay all the bills anyway, so it doesn't make a matter.
Don't pay what, like, and I said,
yo, y'all just told niggas, oh, you as a man, why are you asking to go half on the rent? That's more like roommates, that's not relationship.
But you want to know something? The people who taught these women that's their daddies, it's their daddies who be teaching them that. Be like, yo, don't go out with no broke man, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why would you want a broke man?
Yeah, but your daddy, but y'all forget. Y'all not trying to date y'all daddies, and that's what y'all feeling at. Some of y'all requirements sounded like y'all want to date a father than have an actual husband.
Not quite.
Wait, what's the difference then?
Not quite. Because, damn.
You stumped. I got you. Go ahead.
Not for long.
What do you mean?
Not for long. Like, oh, wait. Come on.
Because you know, I'm... Wait, say that again?
Whatever. It don't even matter.
It does matter, because y'all over here don't know what type of rules y'all setting out here.
Telling his daughter that you, my dear, listen, you should not have to pay for nothing.
Why? But in exchange for not paying for nothing, what are you doing?
Hey, some people can take care of the house, do whatever, rub backs and pack lunches, you know, like
rub feet. You doing that, V?
Oh shit, not I.
So your nigga, right? He's paying for all the bills. He doing all of that. What you doing in exchange? This is why women deserve less. This is why. Look at the silent treatment. What are you doing if I'm taking care of everything? What are you doing, V? Let me know.
Shit. Only if I really like that person, I'm a care for you, take care of you, you know.
Care. So a nigga is we in New York City. No. We in New York City. A nigga rent probably two grand. A nigga rent might be $2,000 out here. Plus electricity, plus phones and all that. And y'all want to be taken out too, because if we just pay for everything, that's not enough. Y'all want to be taken to the Taj Mahal, Tiles. What you went to? PJ Morton's, what?
Yes,
Ultimate. You went to what?
Asked me that young man. He said,
"Where acting too good for a 4 for $4. And the only thing you gonna do in exchange for that is I might care a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. I could buy that myself. And I could pay for more by myself too. But a 4 for $4, that's not a date.
All right. Some kind of Olive Gardens, unlimited breadsticks, we popping.
Do I look like a pigeon? Like do I look like a pigeon? Unlimited breadsticks. Ooh.
And then Applebee's. Y'all not fuck with Applebee's.
In my undergrad days, that would have been nice.
Oh, facts. Because where you were, that shit was like the hot spot for all. Yeah.
Shout out to Brooklyn College Applebee's gang.
You know the vibes. All right. Before we get to that song of the week, this is the last one. And matter of fact, I'm gonna tap in Slick real quick. Slick, you there? Nigga, this is your artist, nigga. I'm giving you your platform to talk about Chris Brown and the AMA's performances.
Fuck the AMA's. I guess that's my part. Sorry, y'all. I can't really talk. But essentially, the AMA's had tapped Chris Brown for the 40th anniversary of the Thriller Michael Jackson album, probably greatest album ever created. He had put together a full routine. It was fire from what the video he dropped. And I guess right before, like a weekend of, they canceled him. They told my boy he couldn't pull up. And it caused an uproar. A lot of celebrities were calling for him to perform. During the show, he won Best Male R&B. Some of the crowd tried to boo, and Kelly Rowland had to tell them, yo, relax. Y'all OD, this man makes great music. I think as we're kind of caught up in that space of like the man and the art. And to a lesser extent, I wouldn't even say it's like, a lot of people hold on to some of the poor choices he made in his youth. Not saying he's a saint by any means, but it's also like they hold him to something that happened when he was 19, and then some other incidents that happened with other girlfriends. I think he had some issues with Karrueche and such, and they're making him pay for it. So what do y'all think?
Let that nigga perform. That's the only nigga that we have that is the closest thing to Michael Jackson in his generation over here. Yeah, niggas try to make Justin Bieber look like Michael Jackson. That shit didn't work out.
They realized he was late.
The facts, that nigga did not have the rhythm. Usher, I think Usher over the years separated himself from the Michael Jackson comparison. And yeah. I think Chris Brown leaned into it more than ever during his career. And for the, yo, how about look at it, Slick? Rihanna forgave him and gave him some coochie afterwards. Y'all niggas could forgive him.
I don't know about all of that, but forgiveness is really, it needs to be a thing. But then, like, when it comes to like matters of like how this cancel culture or whatever it is, and I think I heard somebody say this, like somebody I was like working with, they was like, if you forgive Chris Brown, then y'all can forgive R. Kelly. I was like, yo, those are two different people.
Whoa. That was two different crimes.
That's two different crimes.
There's a white person that said that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Their opinion don't matter on that subject. Carry on. I'm blown.
Yeah. Nigga, they going to be the type to tell you. What's that nigga that had a pedo case, Tim Allen? Am I bugging? That's the nigga named Tim Allen who had a pedo case and fled the country and still won an Oscar afterwards, and niggas was forgiving him?
It wasn't Tim Allen. I don't know who he's talking about, though.
But go ahead, V.
But what I do know is that And I think about this all the time, of the limits that Chris Brown could have reached if everybody, well, if that situation didn't happen. Like, what could he possibly be? And there's always room for redemption because he is no longer that 19-year-old kid anymore. And, like, the man has made amends with everything that he's done. But
he stayed quiet, because at first when I heard they canceled the performance, I was like, oh shit, what did my nigga do, Chris, do in public? You know, light skinned niggas wilding again. You feel me? I had to talk to the light skinned congregation to see what happened. But then find out my nigga didn't do nothing, because he been quiet. He dropped his album. He don't really say too much. He do his little drawing, his little artistic shit, and call it a day. So for niggas to cancel that on him, bro, it's corny. And then the reason that they give it is like, oh, basically creative control type shit. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean, bro? Yeah, keep blackballing my guy. Let light skinned niggas be great again. Come on, Trump. Put that on a t-shirt.
That's bad.
No?
No.
Alright. Okay. We could go to our song of the week. If y'all listen to this on YouTube, please exit. Please go to your favorite streaming platform, whether that is Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, you name it, we are on there. And go listen to the rest of the songs, so you can listen to our song of the week, or you can go to our Apple Music playlist, and you can see our previous songs of the week. Now that V is taking over this week, V, do you want to introduce your two songs of the week?
Nah, I'm gonna let you do that. Just
still
your show. Like,
you don't even watch this show. Anywho, the first song she picking is Beyonce Move. And once again, that album is not an R&B album.
It's
Move out the way. I'm with my girls and we all need space. When the queens come through, pop like the rest say. Move out the way.
How many times
I'ma say it?
It's a home run with the team touch bears.
But like we probably come up, don't make it turn into trouble, cause we coming straight out the jungle. Broke up, bitch. But like we probably come up, don't make it turn into trouble, cause we coming straight out the jungle.
Right, that was Beyonce Move. All right, for V's next song, she's going with Chris Brown, Warm Embrace.
Let me
All right. So that was Chris Brown, Warm Embrace. All right. It's my song of the week now. And I came with some Glock Glock Boom. Already know what it is. This is Kyle Rich spinning two.
Why these hot niggas running and shit? Like, been through with my gun and my clip. Liking these bitches is bummy and shit. Why she be fucking for money and shit? Like, she a doc giving it up for a lift. What? She like to vibe with the members. Try to line up some bro, I'ma end her. Get back, ain't like, drop, drop by, ooh, from deep. Poor JM up, he get beat till he bleed. Late, and we not gon' stop till he sleep. He got the V like it's KRZ. He tried to creep, but he thought I ain't peep. Quick draw, ooh, like Thompson. BB on his face, I'ma drop him. Straight through a strip if I spot him, pop him. He feeling tough, I'ma flock him. Gun JM up, he get beat with a rocket. Sprint through, hole in his noggin. Like, damn, cry. She a thot, she think she grown. You not my bitch, I'm just tryna get right. Jen got the walk, mix it with Sprite. Like when you fucking out, don't wanna fuck you. I'm too high, he smoking on dead ops. Like what, don't run, got a red dot. Headshot game, what the fuck is a leg shot? We got Uda, so don't get your head pop. Lil Thotty, she wanna be next to me. She with the Migos, the Hennessy. It's a function, let's get jiggy. Like what, don't pass me to wake me. Like damn, baby don't stop. He try to run, he got put in a box. What, everything that when I step in a room, move walk, get sent to the top. Like, and I don't gotta diss to be hot. Come jam up, he get beat with a gun.
All right, so that was Kyle Rich spinning two. And this next song, I'm fucking with this and I'm fucking with her. This is Tia Corrin, Freaky T.
Look at me, where she wanna be. Call me Freaky T. Off the leash, I feel like a dog. I get hella flea, keep it pee. Never needed you, but you needed me. I got cream, make a bitty clean. Boost your self-esteem. I get tough in the moment, so I feel like baby king. Force is black, step up something, so I dress like baby D. Bitch, I'm cold, pussy SM, that you know it's giving cream. I got hoes, when there's not enough, come build a nigga team.
I need chips, I tell that nigga, Freaky like a baby, carry that on my hip.
All right, that was Tia Corrin, Freaky T. And my last song of the week, Slick played something from the Trevor Jackson EP last week, so I had to come back with this one. This is Trevor Jackson, Back Problems.
We went to the doctor, cause she had some pain. He was asking us questions, we didn't know what to say. All we know is that she can't walk the same. Finally, I had to speak up and say I was to blame. I'm the reason that she got bad problems, ooh, yeah, ooh. Problems, ooh, yeah, ooh. Oh, I'm the reason that she got bad problems, ooh, yeah, ooh. This why she can't move, yeah, the way she used to, yeah. And let's feel this way. I'm sorry, Doc, but I can't be the way. I'm the reason she got bad problems. Ooh, yeah, I'm guilty as hell. I'm why she can't walk by herself. I'm the reason that she got bad problems. Problems, oh my, oh my.
All right, that was Trevor Jackson, Back Problems. And once again, you can find our Song of the Week playlist on Apple Music. You feel me? Everywhere. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick. Drop it.
I can be toxic, but so what? You gonna love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSA. Toxic Service Announcement. And you know, V, you're not a stranger to these parts. Especially, you know, you're toxic yourself, so you know you're familiar with these with this area.
I think that's racist. Is it because I'm a...
racist?
Racist.
So I wanted to discuss this week. We got a couple of topics this week. I want to talk about the B. Simone clip that went viral. Slick, I sent it on Twitter. You want to play it real quick?
Oh, nasty.
I know you, so.
What do I do that's nasty, Sarah?
I'm not going to say that.
What? Don't shower every day? I don't shower every day.
I don't think a lot of women shower every day.
Is that nasty?
Mm-hmm. Is that a normal thing for women, though, right?
It's like,
at least like 2 days.
Out of the week?
No, I'm saying like you can miss 2 days.
I mean, yeah.
Like if it's max, a Monday.
Yeah, I'm not going out 3-4 days. Yeah, unless I'm like thugging it.
You'll take a shower on Wednesday.
But where was you thugging it?
Like,
if you take a shower on Monday, when's the next time you're taking a shower?
Wednesday.
At least by, no, Thursday morning.
So 2 full days. So 3 days.
Monday, Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday.
Thursday, Wednesday.
But I mean, a Thursday probably has happened.
Like Monday morning, then Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You can start to slip.
Super busy. I'd rather sleep.
Big Money V, as the woman for this episode, the floor is yours.
I'm speechless because everybody out here skipping days, like, I don't get it. I don't know. It's because, like, if you go, like, okay, I can understand, like, if a person was, like, because, you know, depressed people, like, sometimes, like, they don't bathe too often.
Okay.
But especially, like, when you, like, in, like, that state of depression of, like, where you're not getting up, you're not eating, you got depressed in the room, and you're not even thinking about that. That I don't think that counts. That don't count. But like knowing B. Simone working out normally as she does, Mama, you gotta bathe after that workout session. I don't like you gotta bathe right after those.
She's saying the reason why and the clip cut off is, you know, she's single right now, so nobody's really checking for her down there.
It don't matter. I'm single. Miss Ma gets cleaned. Miss Ma gets cleaned. I don't, like, no matter who is here or not, take care of your lady bits. You need soap and water on those flaps and folds.
What happened? She wants her pussy to have a little character.
No. Like, what is wrong with you? Especially if you work out, like, let's say you have a workout routine of where you work out twice a week, right? Maybe it's that Monday and Tuesday. Or, you know, for the gym rats who go every single day, no breaks, no nothing. Shout outs to y'all. But after that, you really have to cleanse your body because you're sweating. So you're just going to stay funky. Like you say, fuck it, I'm just...
She walking around with that wolf pussy. What you... what you want to say?
Not healthy.
So you're not supporting it. You're not supporting her shower regimen.
My ancestors are weeping.
Now, Slick, I know you're sick, but do you have any input that you want to put in this?
That's some wild shit.
Because, like, you're not what? What? Especially, like, knowing that, like, when you come home from work, and you've been in outside in that type of environment. We live in New York City. Nah.
Get in your bag. Get in your bag. This is your floor right now. I'm giving it.
These trains. You know, on these trains, the pollution in the air, even though we got to breathe this shit in, we're going to die anyways. But it's still dirt in the air. COVID has got me on tilt about everything. I am bathing once I get in the house. I'm bathing because there's no way I'm going to come to my bed and be like, oh, let me stretch out, unclean body. Oh, yeah, this feels right. Like, get your ass in there with your African net sponge, your dumb body wash, and get and hit the flabs and folds. I don't.
But wait, but there's multiple. I don't know if you're familiar with Atlanta. You know the main girl in Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Well, she doesn't. She also say that Americans, she's from Europe. So she also saying that Americans shower way too much as well. This is apparently a thing outside of America that a lot of people don't shower every single day. Now, you know, some say it's damaging to the skin. This is what reported over here.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where to start with this topic over here. It's also like, damn, Ma, this is no wonder why your ass can't keep a man.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say it's because no, like,
nah, you smelling like old wolf pussy over here. You can't be out here. You're not keeping no damn man. She can't cook. She don't want a nigga that work a 9 to 5. And you smelling like bad cooch. You're not getting no man.
I'm out because there's niggas who claim that a bitch gotta be clean, da da da. They take it straight up when you come from the gym. Or better yet, not even if you just came from the gym. If the bitch has not washed in 4 days, they still gonna eat it. They still going all up in there.
Like what Rick Ross say? I'm gonna eat it. Hey! I've been known on this podcast to say I like my coochie to have a little character to it, you know. A little Larry's.
a little bit, but
no, don't douse my shit with garlic powder.
Like, nah. And like, I even hate to get into like the hygiene thing because everybody be like, oh, don't be bright, like you ain't miss a day, like, excuse me. And then also like women hygiene.
But hold on, missing a day is reasonable, you know, depending on what you're going through in life. You know, we went through something, you know, that, you know, we will have to miss a couple of days or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But when you have that as your schedule, to shower only possibly 2 or 3 times in a week, and you live a very active lifestyle, baby girl, she's saying, baby girl, that no, can't do.
Get your funky ass in that tub. I don't hear nothing about none of that. Living in a household that I grew up in, you don't bathe for 2 days. Oh, you're okay for 2 days. Everybody gonna know.
Nah, but what if she do a whole bath? She valid. She do a whole bath.
Girl, after that bubble bath, get your ass up and shower.
No, a whole bath. You know the little sink John. She get the little underarm, a little coochie cooch. You feel me?
A little bath. That is only meant for special occasions.
Where you have a double? Nah. That's code for when you have a back to back dick appointment that day. That's what it's called for.
Because sometimes in between you gotta, like, you know, if you're just trying to freshen up before you head out after your D appointment, I understand that. That's completely fine. But bird
baths. She's not valid with that?
No, bird baths do not substitute.
She washing the most important areas.
No, there's more than her down there. It's more flabs and folds that you gotta get. Like, get them back rolls. Get in between your musty ass feet. Hit your legs. And underneath your
arms. A lot of niggas don't be hitting their legs.
That's shameful. Like, it's right there. Like,
wait, Slicks, like, I know you're not part of this episode, but do you want your coochie to have a little character like B. Simone's has?
Not if it smelled like last week.
Last week go crazy. Like,
come on now. You feel me? Let my girl get her shit off. You feel me? She's a millionaire working hard. She's an entrepreneur.
Millionaires don't wash their ass?
They on the grind 24/7.
Come on now. Millionaires don't wash their ass.
Hey man, I'm trying over here. I'm trying to support my girl B. Simone. Y'all done harassed her and made her she go shower live. Yeah.
Once you said it, you said it. It is what it is. Ain't no redeeming yourself because after that shower, I promise you, sure you're not bathing for another 5 days. Going back in peace.
Nah, I just want to know. I just want to know, like if not, nah, sure. If you're not showering like that, bro, I'm gonna need you to keep your minimum activities low. Like, I need to keep your activities time low. Like, I need you to walk slowly so you don't break a sweat. You feel me? And I better not hear no damn all natural deodorant. But you better use that secret and keep that funk secret.
Some people be using that. Some people be using that nature stuff, yo. Do not use it if you have not fully detoxed the insides and outs of your body. Do not use natural deodorants.
Facts. You don't talk about that natural shit. You over here eating pork grinds and shit out here smelling like Charlotte Rabbit and shit.
Yo, be out here smelling like a whole Whopper with the onions and cheese. Like, you can't do it, my boy. So, and then first of all, like, growing up, you've had kids who had to use deodorant at like the age of 5 because their pores are just so strong, like their scent is so mm-hmm. strong. Like, what about those people? Like, if you're one of them, you don't have that luxury to be like, oh, I'm gonna skip a day or two to not shower. Because as soon as you miss that one shower or two,
oh yeah, you woofing.
Child, it's time to take your funky ass in there.
You ever got your deodorant? You ever took a shower, forgot your deodorant, and then shit started cooking?
Okay, I've never had that problem. Only for the simple fact of like, hey, I could put on deodorant. I'm good. But is it really necessary? Because I don't sweat like that.
So you out here walking with no deodorant on, V?
I don't sweat like that. So I'm fine.
So you you just shitted on the All Nature crew. You just got exposed.
Yes,
you out here with shitting on the All Natural niggas, but you leaving it up to Mother Nature over here.
V showers herself, okay? I don't have funky armpits.
Nah, you better not do this in the summer because I'm going to sniff your underarm now.
In the summer, I'm 100% fresh. You ain't got to worry about me.
Nah, let one of the NYC hot weather, hot sunny days hit you. You better have that secret on you.
I'm already prepared. I got every single body as antidepressant, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I got all of it. I got all of it. I got sprays. I got roll-ons. And for the ladies, if you know, you got that special roll-on.
The fuck is that? What special roll-on is that?
It's regular deodorant, but it's deodorant designated for in between the thighs, near the crack.
It's because y'all should be chapping shit, too. Y'all should be quick clapping over here. Should look like pork grinds in y'all thighs.
Out here at the cookout, you out here, you twerking and shit, and yo, twerk isn't the best mixed with NYC summer weather.
Nah, some of y'all be having the white deodorants between y'all thighs over here. Y'all be wearing skirts, trying to twerking, and y'all bent over, shit look like whole ash. I'm on to y'all. Y'all not low.
You gotta get the invisible shit. You gotta get that. And I also suggest that niggas do the same.
Oh yeah, get your ball deodorants, fellas. Get your ball spray.
Even if you got like the little spray one, spritz, do a little movement so it could circulate, and then come outside.
That's a fact. All right, the next topic. Now, there's two topics I want to talk. You want to talk about dirty macking or buffer dates?
Explain the buffer date.
Okay, thank you, because I've been having this debate lately. Okay, so a buffer date is sort of like the pre-date. So I'll take you to a coffee shop, or we'll do like a walk, or we do something so small to get to know each other before I take you to a real official date, like a movie and you know, food or whatever. So those are the buffer dates. The reason why I bring this up, because I saw this on TikTok. A lot of women are complaining that niggas is too grown to do a buffer date, and you might as well just start off with a real date. Y'all niggas is being cheap and everything. What's your thoughts?
I don't think that's cheap. Don't look at me like that. Stop. I really don't think
No. Hold on. This is for the audience doesn't know you, V. This is a girl who will be taking out on $400, $500 dates. Nah, let me get my shit off. This is the one that be ordering at least six $25 drinks. Yeah, nigga, take that. You know who I am. Pay your worth, you feel me? This is the one. I'm too good for an Applebee's dollar margarita.
I'm never too good.
This is the same one, like four for four. You think I'm a peasant?
Mickey's, like McDonald's.
This is also coming from the woman. Hey, I'm gonna need a couple. I need them to serve high end steaks at my spot over here, and I like my shit. I like my steak still bleeding. You feel me?
First of all, it's meeting here.
And this is the same woman. Hey, if you're not dropping over 100 or 2, don't overlook my way, sir.
That first of all, don't lie to them like that, because that's definitely not. I'm a very nice person.
What?
I'm a very nice person.
How much? Oh, okay. So you don't pay for the dates like that. So how much do you think the dates that you have been on, how much you think the estimate average is?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Like,
this is why women get me upset.
No, because we're not going to do that, because I went on a pre-date before, but that was undergrad. And
so, I mean, at our big age now, if a nigga take you on a buffer date, you have a problem?
No, I'm still with it. Because, yes, granted, I don't know you. You don't know me. And honestly, even though, like, some people consider it as, like, you know, a dinner date, something that's personal and intimate. So, that's a thing. But if you want to walk in the park or you want to go to Starbucks and chop it up over some chai lattes, I'm with it. I'm with that. I'm not gonna put it.
I thought you was gonna be different. I thought you were gonna give me a fight over here, because I was ready to air out women's double standards over here.
But what I will say is, after that pre-date, you better come with something next time you ask me somewhere. So, and it could be something small. Like,
What's small?
It could be something small. You know, you feel me? It could be something small. Like,
you don't want that, like a little drinky drink. So you
yes, it gotta have like a little drinky drink with it. So
that's off the rip. You know how much drinks cost NYC right here? That's off the rip. You like two drinks minimum, mama. You like two drinks.
See, you save yourself a lot of money if you go to a happy hour. You feel me?
The happy hour don't got that food that you want.
No. Some people could okay with just eating little bites. Some people a little bit of
no. Okay, you see, this is what we're not gonna do. We're gonna be realistic, because when a nigga takes you out and gives you little bites, you're gonna be like, oh, this is a little broke ass nigga over here gave me a little chicken slider over here. not you per se, because I fuck with you. I'm talking about other women out here. I want you to give me the perspective of other women, because you know how other women give it up. Maybe not you per se, but other women.
I don't know too many. The people I hang out with, the women I associate myself with, niggas come with it prepared and everything. Like, yo, mama, we going to what's that other steakhouse place around here? We're going to Brooklyn Chop House. Everything on me.
You fuck with niggas that can take you to catch steaks.
And you be like, oh shit, like they got lemon drops, he about to take it. It's lit. Then you going on Instagram with your roses, and then you catching it with the...
And not even taking a picture of that nigga. No nigga in sight.
Oh, you. Don't nobody.
No. If I'm dropping $200 or $300, they better know my damn name.
No, wait. Because if we're going to be honest and very transparent, are you posting me? Are you posting me that same night too? Because if you're not...
Because you didn't pay for shit. Of course not.
I'm not posting you. Like, why should I show who no. I'm with? You are scaring the hoes. You are going to scare the other hoes. I'm not losing my roster over a steak dinner. Never. So, sir, this is cute or whatever. I'm going to just take some pictures before we eat. I'm just capturing my plate and mine alone.
Now, I'll put my hands in it. You don't pay for this shit. Because you know, the problem I have with women complaining about buffer dates is this is coming from a privileged position over here. This is coming from a perfect place because you women do not spend no goddamn money over here, but quick to call a nigga cheap out here. You know how much? You know, just in case if I take three girls out on a date in a month, how much money you think that's going to cost me?
Sir, you should first of all you should know your lifestyle and what you can and cannot afford.
So if I go on a date and I realize if I go on a date with Shorty and I find out Shorty dead trash, I ain't want that. Then you know a week or two later I meet a lot of Shorty and I want to take her on a date.
Sir, you should within yourself, like the Big Shaq thing says, I don't think we have the facilities for that, big man. Like of yourself first before bitches, because bitches are gonna do it too. Because
which I'm not doing it.
No, because some of us will have to come out of pocket dealing with some of you 50-50 niggas. Anyway.
Oh, wait, you going 50-50 with niggas out here?
Never. Never. I'm telling you stories out of group chat. Listen.
So a nigga never asked you to split the bill?
Sir, if I gotta sit here, because mind you, I've been taught, don't always expect for a man to come out of pocket. And if he says, yo, help me split it, fine, I'm gonna help you split it.
Oh, you was taught well. You was taught with some sense.
Homie, I'm gonna see you in the street later, you know?
So that's it? Nigga don't get no second chance after that?
Second chance?
What if the date was going well, y'all was vibing, the chemistry was great, amazing.
That's cute.
Off the rip, he's done.
I'm just gonna be like, okay, so it's a Dutch thing. So this was a friend encounter, because only friends do Dutch. Like, only friends do Dutch. You trying to make me your wife, sir. Please show me that you are a husband. Please.
What is the... Nah, I'm a Haitian man, so automatically I'm already brainwashed.
First of all, and I've been set to that standard, because I used to date a Haitian man.
Come on, talk good about us. Big us up out here.
Thanks, because y'all still ain't shit. Now here's the
thing. All right, okay, calm down now.
I said what I said. Now, the thing is, I ain't never paid nothing with that man, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Get your Haitian man out here, women.
I was like, yo, because it was a trick that I do. It's a trick that I do on my first date.
No, go ahead. I need to hear this.
The first trick is like when the bill come, we're like, ooh, look the bill. Wipe your mouth a little bit. Ooh, look. You grab it. Okay, that's how much it is. Let me go in my purse. But I know for a fact in my purse, I'm looking dead at my credit card, my ID, and everything else that I bought with me. And as soon as I see the nigga hand reach for it, said, nah, my show you, I got this. I asked you out. I'm saying back, that man got it. I'm sending
my... Oh, so you're the pump faker. You know what? I appreciate you. No. I appreciate the pump fakers. At least you have the common courtesy to pretend that you care. Because I've been on some dates with some women that... So when that check dropped on the table, looked the other way, like, that shit had nothing to do with her. She was like...
That's the feminine side of me. Like, okay, I'm gonna let you do it. You wanna pay the bill? Go ahead. I want you to... You want to feel needed? You want to feel like that nigga? Go right ahead. Pay for them 6 lemon drops, the tomahawk, and everything else. Go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
So niggas going to go on dates once every 3 months fucking with y'all in New York City because 6 lemon drops, a tomahawk steak.
And bitches don't even finish it.
Nah. You feel me? Nah. I'm taking that leftovers. Fuck out of here.
No, I'm good.
You better finish the goddamn potatoes, bitch.
Yeah, but my thing is, if you know for a fact that you're trying to talk to 4 shorties and you're taking them out on dates and you're complaining, I think that you should talk to yourself because you...
What if they're trash?
I know that you... Okay, but you won't find that out, really. Oh, wait.
That's why we do the buffer dates. That's why you do the buffer dates. You realize you talk to Shorty.
But certain people don't know how to do that. Some people just go straight off into, like, yo, let me take you to a nice 1 minute dinner, wine and dine you, blah, blah, blah. And then you come to find out, sure, you don't really like you. And now you stuck.
And you're a food nigga.
And you stuck. And that's your fault. That's your fault. Because you did not try to vet her out. You just instantly wanted to go.
How do you vet out that you're a food nigga? Give us the tips. Give the public the tips.
Because
I know you had a couple food niggas in your life.
Never.
You're gonna lie your ass off on here.
They never. The reason why I say never is because I never had to ask you to do nothing. That's the art of asking but not really asking.
And women are not finesses.
Here's the thing. Cause like a nigga call your phone, you like, oh hey, what's up? Blah blah blah. Oh nothing, you know, it's lunchtime. I'm trying to debate where I want to eat. Blah blah blah, and you just carrying on the conversation. Man, tell you, yo, look at Giselle. Like, I sent you something for lunch. Mind you, I ain't say shit about you buying me nothing because I said I was gonna go to the place and do whatever. But you decided to take your hard work and earn money and give it to me because you said, I want to treat little baby to a little bit of a lunch. I'm going to Fisherman Co. Go get me a medium oxtail plate. Fuck Chipotle. Fuck Chipotle. I'm going to Fisherman Cove.
Nah. Slick, I know you can't talk slick. Please say something slick.
Niggas gotta do better.
Be like, yo, I know my hungry. Like,
fellas, notice that because Shorty's dead would do that. Shorty's would dead talk to you about, oh, what they gotta do that involves the type of money here. Oh, I need to go get my nails done. Oh, I'm on my way to go get my nails done. My hair did. Knowing that's code for, nigga, you gonna sell me some shit?
Oh, nah, that's not even, nah. Because I could generally be sitting in the salon. Like, you have to pay a booking deposit fee for you about to go get your nails done. You gotta pay the rest later. Anybody who knows, no, some people don't know, so I'm not going to say that. But listen, I've had moments of where, like, you know, people are like, yo, how much your nails cost? I give you not the exact price. I give you the price plus the tip and some extra so I could get Chipotle or Chick-fil-A after. But hey,
it's all a part of the game.
It's all a part of the game.
And they come, but the thing about it, Slick, is hold on, VVV, I'm gonna pause. You gonna get your moment back again. The thing about this, Slick, that gets me tight is they openly finesses us. When we try to finesse a little booty out of them, they have a whole damn Twitter moment on our ass. Mind you, they got a whole game plan, Slick.
Y'all not slick with it. Y'all just immediately.
I'm on to y'all because y'all the type that throws stones and hide your hands. So what y'all do is y'all get on Twitter, y'all start getting on us and having these high conversations so we can get, so there's no spotlight on y'all fuckery. I'm on to y'all. I'm on.
Listen, and like it's not like coming outward and asking. We know that's not like how you sit here, like y'all men, y'all would sit here and be like, okay, I know if I ask for pussy straight out the gate, she gonna tell me no, right? That's exactly how we look at, like.
What would you say, Slick?
Not always.
Mm-hmm. You are. But it's all the same game. It's all the same game.
You just gotta know who you're playing with. Everybody, you really, every roster is somebody that's feeding to do the things you want. But it's a power dynamic. You want the person that's saying they're not about that to do that shit sometimes. I get it. And in terms of niggas, we just easy. Some niggas' personality is money.
That's a fact.
Or they can't give you the emotional component because they got a girl or they got some other shit. But the bread, that's the great equalizer. It makes it transactional. And for the women, a lot of times, who is you to say no to some shit? I get it. Ain't always right. But who is you to say no to some shit?
It's not right. These girls are finesses, and they need to be stopped out here. At least let me know what's the going rate for the coochie out here.
That just means you shouldn't talk to no girl that's on that type of time, my boy.
Do you not see these girls? They are breathing them by the day, my nigga.
That's not all.
They are changing them by the day.
But you want to know something? Who give us the game like this? And how it... You want to know who really gave us the game like this?
Steve Harvey.
It be our grandmamas. It be our grandmamas. Miss Cheryl. Miss Cheryl knew how to get them bills.
That's Miss Cheryl who had a nigga who had at least three other families on her. You not listening to Miss Cheryl.
Miss Cheryl. No, I just need to listen to Miss Cheryl because Miss Cheryl was the type, if Willie Earl gonna call my phone, Willie Earl, you coming over here, you want to lay up with me and do whatever, but my light bill need to get paid. How are we going to do what we got to do if I can't see you?
You come to my spot where I pay my bills.
Live with your wife, sir. You live with your wife. Remember that.
Well, there's cheap hotels. You know that Hotel Omega in Brooklyn?
Back then, niggas wasn't taking bitches to those.
The telly's been a thing for decades.
It was a thing for decades, but... Not to do no shit. You got your own crib, Miss Cheryl. Niggas be like out here. Because some people think it's just as simple of like, oh, can I have some money? Because like if a girl really came to you off the rip with a handout talking about, can I get some money? How does that sound to you?
Sounds regular.
No, it don't sound regular.
That don't happen. I don't think no girl's ever come to me like that, real talk.
No.
You didn't hear me earlier in this episode, Slick. They said, yo, don't be afraid to ask for some money if he's asking for some ass.
Oh, Glorilla said that?
Yes.
That's for?
But see, some niggas got the facilities like that. It's like, okay, whatever.
Not even that. I won't even go that far. It depends on what ass you get. Is it your shorty? Is it a bad joint? Niggas will come out of pocket for some shit they think is worth it. Every joint not worth it. Some girls,
my question is like this whole episode is how much pussy rate is going for in New York right now?
You making it sound like prostitution, my nigga.
Is this not prostitution right here?
Goods and services.
I am purchasing pussy by paying for this.
I mean, basically, even before you get the cat, you purchasing for it anyways. Like I told you before, you upkeeping yourself. Why do you do it? Oh, you can say that you're doing it for you, but you want the women to look at your fire-ass haircut to notice that you are a well-kept man.
You definitely do, because you be writing that in the comment, like, I'm a well-kept man. Come make plans with me.
But I'm doing all this for bitches who don't shower on your Mondays and Thursdays. Is this what I'm doing it for, Slick?
Apparently that's so.
Is this what I'm doing it here for, Slick?
You don't like girls for color, so that's fine.
For some old wolf pussy ass bitches out here.
Oh, you going 100% hard right now. I see. Damn.
Nah, they want the old breezy back. Fuck it, I'm here.
Yeah. You gotta think about that.
So I'm over here doing all this for bitches who shower on Mondays and Thursdays. This is a damn shame what I'm in right now. At least Miss Earl and Miss Shirley was over here showering every day over here.
Hey,
so go run down Miss Shirley. She's still giving out the cat. She just 75 years old.
Nah, but that's what we said last week. You feel me? Them cougars are gonna put a little 20 in your pocket, put a little 20 on your tank.
That's true. I believe they would.
They would. Oh, young boy breaking it off.
Out to the vintage hoes.
Love is not important. It's all about transactional now.
I think love is important to an extent, but it's not coming in there first. Love is developed over time. It's what you can do for me and how you make my life easier or better. That's how it works.
So on a date with a shorty, it's like I could just say, yo, how much your pussy going for? A light bill? Gas bill?
It depends on how much you say it. You can't say it like that.
Nah, but let's cut the chase. Like, let's cut the chase.
You
always
try to do this. I done told you have to play the game.
No, let's cut the chase. I don't want to care about your hopes and dreams, your aspirations.
We don't care about your aspirations.
Yeah, she got you.
Damn.
They gonna love it.
I don't care about you liking some walking your zodiac sign, your sun and moon, your crystal diamond Pokemon card shit. Yo, how much your pussy going for, mama? A light bill, gas bill.
You know, like that's the thing. Like,
what's your rent? What's your rent here for? I'm about to pay for some musky pussy. Let me know how much is it. Does that offer me a discount? If I get it, if I get it on a Tuesday, is it a discount since it's your non-shower day?
So.
that's the questions I'm pulling up now. I'm back over here. You hear this? I'm back. Be Breezy back. You heard? That's a great way to end this podcast. If you please follow us on social media, this might not go well. If you have any news, business opportunities, please email us at thismightnotgo@gmail.com. Thank you, Big Money V, for joining us this episode. This was fantastic. I'll put your IG in the description, so you know all you thirst buckets. But I'm telling you, shorty, 400, 500, 6 lemon drop, tomahawk steak. Come to my girl, correct, if you want to fuck with her. You feel me? Even though right now she dressed like a whole nigga, but fuck with her though. I'm your host with the most, BB's, aka Poppy Size on Slick.
It's your boy Slick Grayson. We see y'all next week, hopefully. All right.
Try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic. Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.